The Gemara continues Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara three lines from the bottom. The Gemara had a kasha. We had a steer in the brises. One brise says Lo Yetzi Azov Bikisoi. He shouldn't carry his kiss on Shabbos. Vim Yotza, he's Potter. He's Potter Avol Osa, but he's Potter. The other brise says Tanya Idach Lo Yetzi Im Yotza Yischai V'Chatos. So the Gemara attempted to answer Remei Reb Yehuda. Then the Gemara wanted to say Bal Shtei Rias Bal Gimel Rias. If he needs the kiss to see if he's a Bal Gimel, the Gemara says even Bal Gimel Rias Lemais he needed for the Sfira. The Gemara says he only needed for the next day. So now the Gemara says no. Even any Zov that carries the kiss, it's always going to be something that is necessary. He needs it in order that he shouldn't stain himself. So if he needs it in order that he shouldn't stain himself, it's derech hatzobekach. If it's derech hatzobekach, so you should be chayev. You always need a day, you shouldn't stain yourself. On that, the Gemara answers two lines from the bottom. Omer Reb Zeira, haitanu de omar kol atzulei tinuf loy kachoshiv. Any time that you're only coming to protect yourself from tinuf, that's not considered a choshev thing by a person. So Mela, you're not going to be considered a derech hatzobekach. And that's where you're going to be potter. That's the reason. It's not choshev enough that it's for a person. Atzule tinuf is not considered choshev enough. Now, lemaisa a isha that goes out with a moich. So the reason why it's mutter lotzis by Shabbos is because it's considered a malbush. Because after all, it protects herself from being soiled. Now we're saying over here kol atzule tinuf like a choshev. If it's not a choshev, so then why should it be mutter for a woman to go? So Tosfos later on of Samach Dalet is Mechalek, and he says that by a moich you need it that it shouldn't soil her besoga itself, her body itself. So Mela, that's going to be metzar her when blood goes on her skin. Masha Enkin over here, it's atzule tinuf that his begodim shouldn't be soiled. So that's already something else. That's a different vart. So then it's atzule tinuf like choshev, protecting a malbush from being protected. That is not considered choshev. Mashenka, protecting your skin, that's in between a moich and a tzuletinov, that's like a choshev. A moich is mutter, lotzis, maybe Shabbos, and this would be osa. Meaning this would not be called a malbush. A malbush protects a person, his own skin. A malbush is not called something that protects another malbush. Zog dimo de tnan, like we learned in the Mishnah Machshirin, ha koife ko'oro ala koisel. If someone takes a bowl, and he turns it over and he places it over a wall, a koisel, meaning a wall or a rooftop that rainwater falls on it. So what's the purpose of placing this korah upside down on this koisel? Im bishvil shetudach, if he's doing it there, shetudach ha-korah, that the korah, the bowl, should be cleaned from the rainwater. I want to clean my bowl with the rainwater. So now, hareze b'chiyuton. So this mayim that you had intended for it to clean the bowl, your machshiv this mayim, you wanted it to clean the bowl. So if this water, now that you wanted to clean the bowl, is going to touch peiris, the peiris is huchshel kabel tuma. Only something that was first became wet is huchshel kabel tuma. Something that's not wet, so then it's not b'chiyutan, so then it's not going to be able to make kabel tuma. However, ve'im bishvil shelo yiloka ha-koisel, daf yud beis amud aleph, if the purpose that you place the korah on top of this koisel is that I don't need the water to clean the bowl, I don't want the water to hit the wall, I'm stopping the water from hitting the wall, so then this water was not b'chiyutan. I didn't have any nichusa in this water itself for a specific purpose. I just wanted not to hit the wall. So then ain't b'chiyutan, so then this water would not be enough to be make the peiris huchshel lekabel tuma. So we see clearly over here that if you do something only la'atzulei tinuf, meaning to prevent the wall from getting dirty, from getting wet or like soiled, so to speak, that's not considered b'chiyutan. So here also, if you're taking the kiss only to prevent your other clothing from getting soiled, that's not called a'atzulei tinuf like a choshev. So Mela, it's not derech hatzah, and that's what Itaka Potter. Just like we find in Machshirin, that it's not b'chiyutan, it's not choshev enough, this water, to be huchshel lekabel tuma, that it's considered b'chiyutan, because it's only latzulei, unless it's in order to clean the korah. That's Taka machshev the water. But stam la'atzule, to save something else from getting dirty, that's not kochoshev, that doesn't give a chshivus to the water, that's not considered that you're machshev it. Likewise, the gabay etzo, you're takapot. Zok the Gemara, how do you compare the two cases? Me domi. How do you compare the koifa ka'ora ala koisel to the case of kisbezov? Why? Loika boilu lahani mashkin klal. Meaning, hosom, by the case of koifa ka'ora ala koisel, in order that the wool should not get so wet. Loika boilu lahani mashkin klal. I don't need the water at all. At all. Mashenkin hocha, by when you're taking the kiss out, zov that takes a kiss on Shabbos, I want the kiss in order to collect and accept and collect the ziva. Meaning, to prevent my clothing from getting dirty, I want the kiss that should accept the ziva. Mashenkin over here, I don't want the ka'ora to accept the water, I just don't want it to go on the wool. Here I want the kiss to capture and to accept and to collect the ziva. Here I don't want the water to be collected in the kara. I want it not to go on the wool. So you can't compare the two cases. Here it's takal, over here where there's no raya that atzulatin of like a choshev. Over here you want the ziva to be caught in the kiss. Because there's a chshivas in the kiss. The kiss is in order to be to collect the ziva. So you should be chayev. It's choshev, this kiss. Zoktama holeidamya ela lesefa. Faket, compare it to the Sefer in the Mishnah Machshirin. Over there it says, Arevo, she yod laf, if you have an Arevo, which is a Ka'ora, a bowl, that you have a laf, l'toicho, that you have raindrops falling into it, so my mani tozin vanitzofin, meaning, waters that splash into it and splatter back out of it when it's overfilled, einom b'chiyutan. That water is not b'chiyutan. That water I don't want to collect. That water is splattering out. Shebetoicha, the water that's collected inside the bowl, harei ze b'chiyutan. So we see that even in a case where you're placing the bowl in order to prevent the wool from getting soiled and wet, even though you place it in a way without being mahapachit and it collected the water, even I don't want the water, it's b'chiyutan. The water that splashes out of it, meaning, hanitozev hanitzofin, though they're not b'chiyutan. But shebetoicha, even though I don't want it be'etzem, it's b'chiyutan. So we see the same thing over here. It's enough choshev b'ayu if the fact that even though be'etzem you don't need the water. So the same thing over here. Even though I don't need the ziva be'etzem, but since I want the kiss in order to mekabel the ziva, so melech considered a choshev b'ayitzah. So ibezoi, you should be chayev on the kiss. So ibezoi, it doesn't make a difference if he's a Zov, that's Bal Shteirius, Bal Gimerius. Either way, you want the kiss in order to protect your clothing from getting dirty, and that should be a Choshev Oitzah. So, Ibezoi, it's Vaitis Kosher, the Shver, the Steirius and the Braises. Are you Chayv or you Potter? Ella, the difference in the Braises is, Ella Abayev Rov Adamitavayu, Loi Kasha, Horeb Yehuda, Horeb Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds a melacha she'en tzicha legufa. Meaning, I don't need the ikam melacha. Over here also, I am up to me, I don't need the whole ziva in the first place. I wouldn't need the kiss. So in Mela, melacha she'en tzicha legufa, I don't need the whole ziva, yechayev. Masha'en, according to Rabbi Shimon, that holds a melacha she'en tzicha legufa, yepotah. Over here also, it's a melacha she'en tzicha legufa. I don't need it. So Mela, yepotah. According to Rabbi Shimon, Meloch Shein Tzichi Leguf is Potev. You might see a mace from a bias. So I don't need the mace out of the house. I just don't want it in the house. Faket, I don't need the whole mace in the first place. So that's called Meloch Shein Tzichi Leguf. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you're Potev. Here also. I don't need the whole ziv in the first place. So Meli, you're Potev on the kiss. Now the Gemara over here compared the case of the kiss to the case of Arevish Yodad Laf Lesoicha. So Rashi says that even though it's Atzulei Tinufu, because at the end of the day, I don't want the koisel to get wet. But since the fact that I didn't flip it over, midaloi kofa, goli daite dachsvinu lekablon. So I'm being machshiv the water in a way, in a certain sense, that I want to be mekabel it. V'avachshuvim oisen shebetoicho. So roitzo nami, you're machshiv to be mekabel with the haikis. Even though the ziv is loinichalei. But I'm chayev on the roitzo, even though on the kiss I'm chayev, even though I don't care about the ziva. He says, if we're talking about that you want the water to be medich the kara, then I understand why you machshev the water. Over here, you don't want the water. If you be'etzem don't want the water, so then what's in the geya that if you just don't want the kosher to get dirty, what's in the geya that they didn't flip it over? Correct. Rashi says the fact that you're not mahapichit is achshavinu. But at the end of the day, you don't want it. You just want it. There shouldn't be tainted of the koisel. Where's the chshivas in the water itself? So the achrayim want to say that the fact that you didn't flip it over does goof a state. There's a nichuse in the water because otherwise you could have flipped it over. The fact that you didn't flip it over does state in Rashi. So a melel is a chshivas that you have be'etzem in the mayim. That's how the Sfasem explains this Rashi why you would be chayev because be'etzem you being machshev the mayim. There's a chshivas in the mayim. That would be the way to be miyashiv the kibegis kasha, because if it's loy nichale, then you should have been mahapach the kara. Even though you're not using the water to wash the kara, there's still shaykh shivas in the water from the fact that you weren't mahapach it. That alone that you makabel it, even though you're doing it latzulatinov, that gufa is a shivas in the mayim. Zog di mal weiter tonit vere bishmol yoitza adam betfilin be'av shabbos mchashecha. A person's allowed to go samach techashecha, even with his tefillin, and with nochshash that what is going to continue wearing it even after Shabbos starts. So come on, my time. What's the reason we're not choshesh? Kevin omer Rav Avuna chayv mamash betefillin kol shavishah. A person constantly has to be mamashmesh in his tefillin, not to be mesiach das from the tefillin. So kal v'chomer mitzitz, kal v'chomer from the tzitz that was a metzach aroin matzitz. That's on the Metzach of the Kohen Gadol, Shem Be'elas Korachas. It only says once, Shem Hashem. It says Kodesh Lashem. Omro Teiru says, Voya Metzach Oitomit. It should constantly be on his Metzach. Meaning, Voya Metzach Aaron Shet in Posuk. So we die from this Posuk. Al Metzach Oitomit, the word, Shalei Yisiyach Daito Mimenu. You should constantly be Mamashmish in the Tzitz. Not to be Mesiach Das from it. So Tfilin Shesh Ben Askor Ois Harbe. It's numerous times written to Shem Hashem. Al Achskam Vekamo. Then you'll be Mesiach Das from the Tfilin. So if you're not going to be Mesiach Das from the Tfilin, when you wear the Erev Shabbos, you will constantly be Mamashmish and know to remove them at the onset of Shabbos. Hilkach, therefore, since you're Mamashmish, Mitka Dokilu, you'll remember to remove them before the start of Shabbos. Tanya, Chananya Oyme, Chayvon Mamashish, Big Doi, Big Godoi, Be'erev Shabbos, Imcha Sheikho. You have to be Mamashish, Big Godoi, Be'erev Shabbos, before nightfall, to make sure that there's nothing inside you're carrying in your pockets. Zog di Gomorrah, Omrav Yosef, Rapso le Shabso. This is a great halacha, a tremendous halacha that saves people from Chil Shabbos. Hilchse Rapso le Shabso. Kidua, the famous Shagas Ayeh, Legabe Tfilin, is the vart is that you can't be Mesiach Das from it, or it's just Osir B'schoik V'Kalas Roish. Meaning, the fact that you're B'schoik V'Kalas Roish, that is the Hesach Das. Or no, you can't be Mesiach Das from the Tfilin, even not B'schoik V'Kalas Roish. And that would be the Nafkamina, obviously, how you wear your Tfilin. Now the Gemara says the din of Hilchasa Rapsa L'Shapsa. Meaning, this din, that chayvon mamashish bebigdoi erev Shabbos mechashecha, is hilchse rapsa l'shapsa. So the pasuk says, it's a gewaldig halacha, it's a very important halacha to be mafish you from Mr. Shabbos. And it's going on erev Shabbos. The Chaim Berlin, in his askoma to Shvisa Shabbos from Bitzuk Malzin, he brings over there a pshat, that hilchse rapsa l'shapsa, that this din is relevant on Shabbos also. Not just on erev Shabbos mechashecha, you have to be mamashish bebigdoi. On Shabbos itself, be mamashmish your begodim before you go outside to make sure that you don't have anything in your pockets. Hilchse rapso l'shapso. Even on Shabbos itself, it's relevant this halacha. The question is, could you even put something in your pockets on Shabbos or on Erev Shabbos if it's going to be something that you might end up carrying? The hilchse rapso l'shapso might be extended even in placing something in your pocket because of the chshash of Shema Yoytzi. Zog demo vayta l'yaflas kelof. A person cannot kill lice by being taking them off his clothing and killing them. The question is as follows. Lo yafles kelov, meaning, does it mean you're not allowed to be mafli a kelim biyoim? Why? Shema yarog. Meaning, you're not allowed to be mafli a kelim biyoim. Shema yarog, we might come to kill the lice. And who is it like? Rabbi Liazi, the Tanya, Om Rabbi Lezahar, kina b'Shabbos. If someone kills a kina, even a lice on Shabbos, a louse, he's chai v'chatos, kilo hoire gomo, like he killed a camel. There's no difference in size. The second halacha we learned in the Mishnah, they're not allowed to read by a candle, is why Shema Yate, because he might come to adjust the fire, adjust the flame, adjust the oil. Or Dilma, no, Tavayu Shema Yate, meaning the Layaf Lekelov and Layikra Ne'er are both Chashash of Shema Yate, not because you might kill a kina, but you might come to adjust the candle to see the louse better, or to see that you, what you're reading better. And L'Oyah Ne'er is going on both dinim, sign the Layikra and sign the Layafla. Zogim Toshma, I'll bring you a raya, Ein Poilin, it says, Ve'ein Koirin L'Oyah Ne'er, Yinala be Poili Yekelim to a candlelight, and Lana read by a candlelight. So we see clearly that the din of L'Oyah Ne'er is going sign and Poilin and sign Koirin. Not Ein Poilin because of Shema Yag, but Ein Poilin because of Shema Yate. Zogdimoga, no, Mialim Masnisin. There's no raya from here, from this Brisa, any more than the Mishnah. Just like this diak you're making over here, L'Oyah Ne'er, what's it going on? That's good for the suffix we have in the Mishnah. So you can't be pushing it from this Brisa lane. That's good for the suffix. Is it going on both or not? Zogma Toshma, Ain Poilin L'Oyah Ne'er, Vein Koyin L'Oyah Ne'er. It says clearly, black and white, you're not Poilin L'Oyah Ne'er, you're not Koyin L'Oyah Ne'er. This is one of the halachas that he learned in Aliyas Chananya. We see Saida ain't Koirin and Saida ain't Poilin. Is it because of Achshash of Shema Yata that you might come to adjust the candle? Shema Mino. Now the poets can discuss Legabe this Kina. Why is it not considered Boira? So it's not called Boira either because it's not something that you're separating. You're cleaning, you're so to speak removing it from your Beged. That's not called being Boira it, even though you're removing it. Another discussion of the poskim is that why is it not considered mukta? I mean, what do you have from this kinim? The teretz is, it's like the Prima Gondim says, that every kina is considered most like a graf shel rei. So Mela, that's why there's no issa mukta on it. Meaning, so Mela, even to the friendship between your clothing and your wife's clothing, the vice versa, the clothing were similar, Zaktasis. So, because they were shoven, so it needs special attention, to look at it well, so the chashash of Shema Yata. That's good for why we need both dinim of Shema Yata, Sai Lo Yikra, Sai Lo Yiflo, because one of them, each one has a bigger chiddush to say that not just this type of usage of the candle, but even something you need more iun to be poila. And now he's saying even lahavkin ben bigda lebigda ishtoi, it's also osa. So Tais is that likewise, it's also lahavkin ben bigda lebigda chaveroi, because if it's similar, something that's similar, then it's taka osa, because then you have to utilize the candle much more intense, and then it's lachash v'shemayat, you might forget yourself. Zok di gemara, omer rov alei amor, and this din that it's you're not allowed to look L'Oyah Ne'er and mafkin ben big day ishtoi is ella de b'nei mechuza, only people from mechuza, because their begodim, they, since they didn't work, their begodim were very wide like big day noshim, so mele needs special attention to shash shemayate. Aval de b'nei chaklaisa, mashenken the people from the city of from the kfarim, from chaklaisa, that they're busy working in the fields. May the idea is very obvious, the difference between big day noshim and big day anoshim. The noshims are wide and the anoshim are narrow because they're working in the fields. You can't have wide clothing when you're between crops working. So in Mela, it's easier to differentiate. So those do not need the shtake iun to be mavdil. So those are takamuta L'Oyah Ne'er. Even the B'nai Mechuzah that did not work and their clothing were wider is only the skenos. It was only talking about the begodim of the skenos. Meaning, the men of B'nai Mechuzah are similar to the skenos. However, aval the yaldos, mashenken the yaldos, which are very wide, even extremely wide, even more wide than the men that don't work, so those ataka don't need a iyun rav, and those you could read L'Oyah Ne'er, you could differentiate between those L'Oyah Ne'er, and those you could look at L'Oyah Ne'er, meidi adia, those is very nicker the difference, so those you're allowed to be mafkin L'Oyah Ne'er. Only those that are more similar, like the skenos with the people of B'nai Mechoyza. The men of Mechoyza with the women that are skenos, but not the women that are yaldos. Those are very, very discernible. So those, there's no is of chashash of atoya lo aner. Zakti gemara ton rabbonon ein poilin. You're not allowed to remove those lice. B'shusha rabim mipnei hakovoy. This is not talking about Shabbos. Even in the weekday, it's covered abrius. People that are passing buyers, passer buyers in Rishus Rabim, don't want someone seeing removing lice from his begodim. It's nimas. It's covered abrius. Kiyotziboy omer Rabbi Yehuda va'amilo Rabbi Nechemya ein oisin apiktivzin. Apiktivzin is a type of drink that you drink that causes you to vomit. B'shus rabim. Apik tvei zon. Apik means you remove the extra food zon as you have more room to eat. So that's what this vomiting causes. But you can't do this b'shus rabim. Why? The same covered abrius. People should not be nimas when they see you do this act. If someone removes lice from his clothing on Shabbos, moilel, he's allowed to crush them with his fingers. You crush them, they don't kill them. You just make them weaker. You make them that they shouldn't come back on your clothing. So moilel v'zorik, you roll them, but you don't kill them. V'zorik, and you get rid of them, so they shouldn't come back. But you can't kill them. This is issa hariga on Shabbos. Rashi says this issa hariga is only the rabbonon. So moilel, they were not goes on the moilel part. So Rashi, the svir le'harigas kine shvus. So Mamela, you're allowed to do this Moilel Vizorik. Abishol holds no. Noitel Vizorik Uvachle Yimel. You're not allowed to be Moilel. Because Abishol holds that it's an Issa deraisa to kill this kina. It's not a Shvus. So Glashiv Abishol Krebeloza Mechayiv Chatos. So if it's Chayiv Chatos on the Ariga, so it goes on the Melila. You're not allowed to be Moilel. You're not allowed to roll it. Rather, Noitel, you take it. As long as you're not moilel it, you're noitel v'zorik. Not moilel v'zorik, but noitel v'zorik. Zok di gemara, omer avhune, haloch, moilel v'zorik. Meaning, you're allowed to be moilel. Meaning, like Tanikama, you're allowed to be moilel it, as long as you don't kill it, v'zorik, and then you can get rid of it. So haloch, moilel v'zorik, v'zeu kvoidoi, v'afilu b'choil. And that's muta, even in choyl, zel kvoidoy, you make the kinim weaker, yet as long as you don't kill them, that they shouldn't return to you, and that's muta even in the weekday. Zogdumol, Rabbi Mekatealu. Rabbi used to kill them on Shabbos and be Mekatea them. Zogdrashi, Holgon uve Shabbos. He held it was muta. So Tosfos says that Mefaj Rivo Bechoil, it's not going that he killed it on Shabbos like Rashi, but rather it's going in the weekday. Vekoyda Ravunu de Koma zel kvoidoy, vafilu Bechoil. That it's taka muta even on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi learns that mekatea means that he removed the legs. That doesn't kill it. He didn't mamish kill it. He just removed mekatea. He removed the legs. The Rosh is mechalik between kinim in the Rosh and kinim on begodim. Kinim on the Rosh is muta larog and kinim on the begodim are also. Zok demor Rav Sheish is mekatea lu, just like Rabbi did. He threw them in a bucket of water. Omul Rav Nachman leban Rav Nachman told his daughters on Shabbos, "Ketulun, kill the kinim." Vashminu lekola desan v'so, and let me hear the screams and the cries of my enemies, meaning kill them. And Blazer Moshe Horowitz learns up this Gemara because he wanted to make the melacha hatzicha legufa. Since he holds like Beis Hillel that it's mutter, so it's not the pshat stam. I'm killing the kina, but not that I want it. To kill it, I just don't want an army. That would be melach sheni tzich legufa. Fakert, he wanted that to mamash to kill it. Ashminuli call it the samisa. It's a melach sheni tzich legufa, and because like Beis Hillel, he hold that it's mutter. Zok ma'otani Reb Shimon Lozer Oymel ein hogen as macholas b'Shabbos and all kill the kin on Shabbos. Divi b'Shamai, that's b'Shamai shita. Beis Hillel matir and Beis Hillel says you allowed to kill the kin on Shabbos, and that's good for what he wanted to say. Ashminuli call it the samisa in order to show that it's melach tzich legufa like Beis Hillel that it's mutter. Zog di gomorra, chen Reb Shimon lo zeroy, mishum Reb Shimon Gamliel, ein meshatchen es hatinoikos, you now make shiduchin on Shabbos, la'ares, in order to be ma'ares them, lo yisatinok lam de sefer, lam de umnes, and also, you can't have the regular mimtze chevtzche davedovo, meaning you can't do what you do in the weekday on Shabbos. Ve'im menachem na ve'elim, ve'im vakim chalim b'Shabbos, like we said before, b'koishi yitiru, So Stami shouldn't do this. He shouldn't be mitzar on Shabbos. Dibbe Beis Shammai. But over here again, Beis Hillel argues, Beis Hillel matirin, all these things that Beis Hillel holds, meaning Cheftze Shomayim are takamuta, but these are not Cheftze Odom. Cheftze Odom is takamuta. Lo yeh dibucha b'shabbos, lo yeh cheftzeh shechabes, cheftzeh shebechoil. But this is called cheftzeh shemayim, and that's why it's takamuta. Beis Hillel holds all these things are cheftzeh shemayim. L'lam de'umnes is a mitzvah, l'shadeach, l'ares, b'ikul choylim. So mele, it's called cheftzeh shemayim, and that's why they're muta. Now the reason why Beis Hillel holds you're allowed to be harig akina is because he holds that it's not doim l'melech samishkin. The melech samishkin in Netilas Neshama was the elim or domim. And killing a Mirkina is not comparable to Elim or Adomim that they killed in the Mishkan. Meaning, it's Doima to Me'elim or Adomim Dafka when it's part of a Rova. Mashayin the Kinim that are not part of a Rova, there's no Issa Netilas Neshama. And that's Shitas Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds no. Even without being Doima to part of a Rova, there's an Issa Netilas Neshama Be'etzim. We'll stop here by the two dots in the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Two lines from the bottom.